Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, amen. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, amen. The year of our Lord, 2026. Just want to share a little encouragement with you coming into this new year. You know, as the calendar turns and a new year does approach and we're already in, many believers wonder, should they even mark the moment in a way that honors Christ? Is there a way that they can do that? Scripture does not command a New Year's celebration, nor does it forbid one. Instead, it gives us wise, spirit-led framework for how to approach time itself. And that's whether we celebrate quietly, gather with family, attend a watch night service, or choose not to observe the occasion at all. The central question is not, do I celebrate, but will my heart and my habits glorify the Lord? Scripture calls believers to do what? To redeem the time. Paul said, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." That's Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Similarly, we are told to walk in wisdom, redeeming the time. Colossians 4, 5. This new year is a natural opportunity to stop and consider how we are using the days God has entrusted to us. Rather than wasting time on empty pursuits, we as believers can enter the year with renewed resolve to live intentionally, giving God our attention, our obedience, and our best energy. We are encouraged to seek God's direction. Planning is not unspiritual. It is often wise stewardship. Yet Scripture reminds us that our plans must remain submitted to the Lord's will. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his path. That's Proverbs 16:9. James gives a sobering warning against presumption about the future, urging us to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. James 4:13-15. As Christians, we can set goals and make plans, but we do so prayerfully, humbly, and with open hands, trusting God to lead, correct, and redirect. The coming of a new year, amen, is an excellent time to practice gratitude and remembrance. The psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Even in difficult seasons, God remains faithful. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. They are new every morning. Lamentations 3:22-23. Gratitude is not the denial of hardship, okay? It is the recognition of God's sustaining presence through hardship. Before we rush into new plans, we do well to look back, thank God for every provision, every deliverance, every lesson, and every mercy. Scripture invites us to repent and realign. The turning of the year is a fitting time to examine our hearts, not with condemnation, but with honesty before God. Search me, O Lord, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. Paul also exhorts believers, examine yourselves. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Repentance is not merely feeling sorry. It is turning from sin and returning to obedience. A Christ-centered new year is not built on hype, but on holiness. Not on shallow resolutions, but on real surrender. Christians are called to press forward in Christ. Paul models this mindset. He says, forgetting those things which are behind, I press forward toward the mark. Philippians 3:13-14. Growth in Christ is not a once a year reset. Come on, y'all. It is a daily walk. Peter urges believers to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. The new year can be a meaningful milestone, but the deeper call is consistent discipleship day by day, step by step, with Jesus at the center. And all this believers must remember Christian freedom and wisdom. Romans 14 teaches that some regard certain days as special and others do not. And both can honor the Lord when done with a sincere conscience. Romans 14, 5 through 6. Now, if you choose to celebrate the new year, do it to the Lord with gratitude, purity, and reverence. If you choose not to, do that with equal sincerity without judging those who do. Unity in the body of Christ is preserved when believers refuse to make personal convictions into universal laws. Everybody else. Now, practically speaking, a biblical approach to the new year should include prayer, thanksgiving for the past things. Amen. We see that in Psalms 107:1, confession and renewed obedience, 1 John 1-9, Romans 12:1-2, setting spiritual priorities, Matthew 6:33, and making commitments shaped by scripture rather than mere self-improvement. Colossians 3:17-23. Consider simple, faithful steps. Reestablish a consistent prayer life. Commit to reading scripture daily. Strengthen fellowship. Serve more intentionally. And make time for evangelism and discipleship. And I close with this. Scripture is clear about what to avoid. The world often marks the new year with excess, but believers are warned against drunkenness and reckless rivalry. Ephesians 5:18, 1 Peter 4:3-4. We are also cautioned against proud boasting about the future, James 4:16, and against empty superstition, treating a date as if it holds some type of spiritual power. You can see this in Isaiah 8:19, Colossians 2:8. Our hope is not in a calendar change. Our hope is in Christ, who holds our times in his hands. So as you step into the coming year, do so with quiet confidence, not because every day will be easy, but because the Lord will be faithful. Redeem the time. Seek his direction in prayer. Give thanks for his mercy. Repent where needed and realign your heart with his word. Press forward in Christ with steadfast hope. And whether you celebrate publicly or reflect privately, let your life declare this unchanging truth. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord over this year, and you belong to him. So from all of us at Elisha Ministries, we wish you a happy new year. We look forward to connecting with you, encouraging you, and growing together in Christ throughout the new season. Stay close, stay engaged, and stay anchored in God's truth. Join us, share the message, and walk with us as we pursue Jesus with greater faithfulness in the year ahead. Happy New Year from Elisha Ministries. I'm Bishop C.S. Murray. Happy New Year. Thank you. And God bless you.